Okay, I'm here with Mr. Mart Laar. He's the former Prime Minister of Estonia, and I think in 1994 you became Prime Minister?
1992.
And you made Estonia into the wonder model that it became economically. Can you tell us what you did, how you did it? You're not an economist. What did you do? Where did you get the inspiration?
I think I'm not an economist, and I'm a practical man, and as a historian, I know that that's very good thing to is to learn from the history. So which means when we started our economic reform, put the program together, then we just studied all the possible transitions, what they have done, gone well, what not, successes, failures, and of course, as I've read only one book on economy, and this was Milton Friedman's Free to Choose, then I must say to my practical mind, all the ideas which were presented, they looked to be just very practical. I was not too informed that not too many countries at all are using the same policy. It looks very logical, everything, for me, and so I introduced these things, and they have worked very well in Estonia and are now followed in a lot of other countries.
Can you tell us how the economic situation was when you got into power?
Oh, we were totally down. We were completely down. We had in 92, when the year where I became the Prime Minister, we had inflation more than 1,000%. We had drop in economy more than 30%. We were totally dependent on Russia. Most of our economy was state sector. We had food rationed, milk rationed, no gasoline, which means no cars on the street. If I thinking back now, looking on Estonia, then it's sometimes not so bad time where there were no cars at all.
You came up with this revolutionary idea of the flat tax, and you were one of the first, actually the first country in Europe to introduce this. Where did you get the idea?
No, this was again from the Milton Friedman book, but and I really didn't know that I am the only one. It looked to be so logical to introduce this, and so this was one of the first reforms what we did soon. It started to be enforced from the 1st of January 94.
Did it take a hard time to convince your party members in Estonia to accept this brand new idea?
Yeah, it took, I must say, but not too long time. So we passed it soon in the 93, so during the year, and it was forced from the 1st of January in the next year. But yes, sometimes to have your own party is the most difficult part of it. And as we introduced this, it was highly unpopular, I must say. It was attacked by all specialists, and most economists said that I am completely mad and so on. And by the reason they said that this man really doesn't know economy, which was true.
So what did happen then? The economy immediately after the introduction of the flat tax, the economy, you had an immediately economic
boost? Of course, that was not only flat tax what changed Estonia, but yes, it helped very much. Why we did it so quickly as good to fight unemployment, to encourage the people to, when they are getting out of job, because those old-fashioned server dinosaurs factories, they just got out, and there was no idea to support them, to keep them alive. And so it means that we have to encourage people to do something for themselves, which means when you start your own business. But when you start with your own business with such of taxes that you will be killed, and progressive system of taxation shows when you work more, then you are taxed more, and it's not encouraging very much people to do something, and that we needed to encourage to wake them up, and in this context it worked very well. We really created enormous amount of new working places. So even as with all those prognoses, with the 30% unemployment, and really approximately 30% of the people lost their job during next year, we got very low unemployment, 5-6% as a result of this, because the people just created their own business.
When did the world started to notice that there was something happening in Estonia?
So it started soon in the 94, where the first time they started to talk about the Estonian economical miracle and so on. And then it started to grow, this reputation, and of course we are trying to find always the new things, what we are doing to add to this reputation and to really be successful. And we have been quite good in this. So we have continued not with only with this first wave of reforms, but on the second and third wave too.
Now you started a revolution that it's gradually expanding all over Eastern Europe and even in Western Europe now.
I hope yes. So as I said, I made last year such a prognosis that during next 5 years, towards Central and Eastern Europe will move to the flat rate. And it looks now that I was wrong, because it happens faster.
Yeah.
And so now I have been, with big pleasure, participated in some seminars in Denmark, by example, where they are seriously discussing the flat rate, and namely, which I even more surprised was how serious they were, and where we're looking, the Great Britain, where Mads and Piri is leading the discussion on the same topic. So it's even more promising, as I thought, I must say.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to return to your professional, your history?
Yeah, I'm doing everything what I can to do this, and now it's going quite well. I just protected my, made my doctoral degree, and now trying to really do back this time what I have lost as being in the politics, as being historian. So there is so lot of things to do, and at the same time, of course, I am trying to help those governments or political forces or people who are interested to do some changes or do some reforms. As I am not, as I say, the economist, I am practitioner, then I can give very practical advice. Yeah. And sometimes it can be useful, especially in those new transition countries like Ukraine or Georgia and so on, to encourage the people to show that, you see guys, we were in the same situation where you are now. You look on us, we have got out of this situation. You can do this too when you are having enough will, when you have enough courage, and when you really enough courage to do decisions which are necessary.
Yeah, and that's a lesson we can also learn in Western Europe.
Yeah, I must say yes. And in this context, of course, I am quite much working in the European direction as well, because as Estonia is a member of European Union and I am Europe, then our interest is to make all Europe new, which means that I am quite hopeful that this competition, what the new member states are giving with their little bit more normal economical model, I must say, I think it will work very well on the Europe. There is not question actually about some Anglo-Saxon or whatsoever model. There are governments who deliver or governments who are not. It's even not question are the left or are the right. Some left governments have done more reforms as the right governments have done. And I think there's of discussions on the neoliberalism, I think it's complete nonsense. So
But you know that the European Union would like to harmonize taxation.
Oh, actually, they don't want anymore. Or actually, when some politicians want, they have failed. We have won this discussion very clearly. It will not happen in the Europe. And that's, I think, is the best news for all Europe, because when the tax competition is there, I can guarantee that taxes not only in the Central and Eastern Europe will go down, but quite quickly. Also now, looking to the Baltic Sea area, so now, thanks to the new members in the Baltic countries, the taxes in Finland or in Sweden or in Denmark, they are going down.
Yes.
There is no other option left.
Yes, they have to.
Exactly, and that's I think is a positive sign. And in this context, I am really trying to work towards the European, for European reforms as well. I think this is a great continent with huge possibilities. Why we couldn't do better? We can do better.
Okay, thank you.